This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live from Pork Fest 2021 in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still time. You can come down here and join us. We're here until July the 4th. There's a surprising number of people here when you look around the campsite, but it's a lazy day. It's a bit overcast. It's raining. No one's really like walking around. Everyone's just sort of doing their own thing, which is exactly what Pork Fest is. Just people running around doing their own thing, and some people plan stuff, some people don't. Sometimes events just sort of happen. It's a great time.
It's spread out. The campground is spread out, too, so.
It is. I think it's last year or the year before, we had the same sort of spread, and everyone just sort of slowly migrated to the center. So I'll expect to see that probably happening. I don't know, because it's not hard to change your site. And for most people, it's just a matter of picking up a tent and moving it 30 feet or whatever. But if you have to actually pack up a bunch of stuff, it's probably worth it to just stay where you're at.
Yeah, there's definitely certain hangout locations, you know, Free Talk Live, tent, usually Freedom Encrypted. We got people hanging out over there.
Some of the vendors.
Collins tent, and there's another group of people, Westmoreland people, who another hangout area. So
before we got into all of that, we were talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and just the reality that cryptocurrency exists.
It's dead.
To take on.
It's officially dead.
What they say, right? But yeah. It officially exists to take down the fiat apparatus that the banking systems used to cause the 2007 recession, and that it, you know, is being inflated to unforeseen levels throughout the last year and a half because of COVID-19. And this UK regulator from France.
No, not UK. It was the head of the French Central Bank.
So the head of the French Central Bank is well aware that cryptocurrency is basically coming for fiat currency. You said there's more of this to get into?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they're worried about the risk of erosion of their monetary sovereignty and potentially weaken the euro if they don't regulate cryptocurrency within 1 to 2 years. And he says, quote, "I must stress here the urgency. We do not have much time left. 1 or 2 years, said Villeroy, the governor of the Bank of France. On both digital currencies and payments, we in Europe need to move as quickly as possible." And as in move, he means adopt a regulatory framework in the coming months, given the growing role of cryptocurrencies are playing in regional markets. The use of cash declined during the first few months of the pandemic, a trend that Villeroy said could lead to, quote, marginalization of the use of central bank money.
You know, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, you know what's funny about this is that they already gave up their sovereignty by joining the European Union and the migration to the euro. So, I mean, individual countries within the European Union. So it's kind of funny that they're going to say that.
I mean, the UK was one of the weird ones that kept their own currency. Most of them adopted the euro, and France is one of those.
Well, the UK was supposed to move to euro, too, eventually, and it was still official currency in the UK, so.
Yeah, that's an example of them success. Actually, yeah, that's actually a good example. It's like successful use of two different currencies. I mean, they're both
It was never really accepted in the UK. It was more on paper, but.
Well, I mean, I would use euros when I visited the UK in like 2007. There's no reason to
grudgingly accept them.
There's no reason. I guess the exchange rate was probably better. So there's no reason to think that when people like I know Ron Paul was a huge advocate of just allowing a free market of currencies, right? Instead of just using the U.S. dollar, and people say, oh, it won't work. Oh, what are people going to have to accept everything? Well, in the U.K., in plenty of places all around the world, they accept different types of currencies.
I mean, we saw that here.
That's true.
We saw that happening live here at ForkFest at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was a great deal of competition of currencies, and almost no one wants to use FRNs unless it's to get rid of them to exchange them for cryptocurrency or gold or silver.
There's a lot of places where U.S. dollars are accepted on par with the local currency, like Bahamas, lots of places in Mexico, a lot of touristy areas, they'll take them too. And not necessarily just.
Well, I don't see any reason talking about those when we're literally at a festival where we see competing currencies.
Absolutely. You're right.
And, you know, it's not because, I mean, sure, there are some people who are like, no, this is the best currency, and screw all of those other ones. I mean, thank God the Maxis left, but they, they were certainly here doing that. I wish I had asked them their opinion on the goldback, come to think of it, but I didn't. But, I mean, yeah, the goldback serves this role. It's useful for this reason. Cryptocurrency serves this role. It's useful for these reasons. And they can peacefully coexist, and people can use whichever currency they prefer and whichever one serves whatever need they happen to have at the time, which in the real world is very rarely going to be, oh, well, I need to spend this money because I want to make sure the drug war is getting paid for properly, or I want to make sure all of those bombs that Biden is dropping on Syria are getting paid for properly. Most people are going to be more concerned about the actual value and liquidity of their money. And, you know, that sucks for the USD because the only thing it has is the fact that it's a fiat currency. That's the only thing any of these fiat currencies have going for them is that they have a state saying, this is the currency of the realm.
Well, especially with the US dollar, where that's the only currency you could use to buy oil and is backed up by the US military, right? All the countries that the US either blown up to smithereens or invaded in the past few decades were countries that tried to move away from that system, right? With Saddam trying to use the euro to buy oil. I think it was Saddam, but trying to using the euro to buy oil, and it was Gaddafi who wanted to have like a pan-African economy that was backed by real money. I think it was like he was accumulating gold, and then, you know, suddenly rebels showed up and deposed him. With
Saddam Hussein wanted that as well. I don't know how much effort he made or how much progress he made, but I do remember reading a story a number of years ago about how, you know, one of the reasons he was taking out was because he was trying to get people to use gold to buy the oil from them, and the U.S. government, obviously, wants to keep its monopoly over the usage of oil, so it, you know, eliminated the problem. But cryptocurrency is something, I mean, you can take out a Saddam Hussein or a Gaddafi, but you can't take out Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency.
You know, I really like the fact that gold backs in particular, I mean, is very complementary to cryptocurrency in that you can't, with gold backs, it's great, it's easy to use in person, but cryptocurrency offers another utility, and that is to effectively replace banks as a place, because we could always use dollars without banks previously, right? Yeah, like dirty fiat. And, but cryptocurrency kind of gives us that, oh, we don't need the banks anymore. And the goldbacks replaces a physical U.S. dollar or euro or whatever.
Right. The only real drawback to the goldback is that you can't, you know, send it online. I mean, you could send it via mail or something like that if you were reckless or if you trusted the United States Postal Service for whatever bizarre reason. But we need a way in the modern world to make purchases online. The vast majority of stuff I buy is done online.
Right.
And that's only going to increase going forward because it's so much easier to just open the devilish website that is Amazon and just buy what I need from there. And you can't do that with the goldback. You could do it with the goldback-based cryptocurrency once such a thing exists, or you could do it with like Pax Gold or something like that in theory, because, you know, it can be used online. But you can also buy from Amazon directly using Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Well, not directly. You have to go through purse.io, but you also are guaranteed a minimum of a 5% discount for using Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. That's purse.io. It's super easy to use, and you can search Amazon stuff right there on their site.
And there's a lot of other sites that take crypto. It's not just Purse and Amazon that you can use crypto.
Well, Bitrefill is a big one now.
Yeah, there's like Cheap Air for airline tickets and hotels, and there's just so many other sites out there. My company takes it, thinkpenguin.com.
Newegg takes it.
There's tons of them. I don't even know where to begin. I remember I went on a vacation in Europe in Amsterdam, and the travel agency, but it was a local like tours group. They were taking it, so I went with them.
There is a freaking Domino's in like Denmark or somewhere that takes Bitcoin, and that they offer $10,000 in Bitcoin or cash to whoever won some kind of prize. So cryptocurrency is definitely taking off, and if people are still feeling like they missed the boat hasn't even set sail yet.
No.
There's still plenty of time to get on board.
Yeah, I mean, even some of my suppliers for like certain parts and things are taking crypto from me, so it's really gone beyond just the end user, merchants and users. It's going up the supply chain even.
Even governments are getting on board, including the French one.
Yeah. and the El Salvador government, for whatever that's worth. More coming up. We're going to talk about aliens and Project Bluebeam. So stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Ordinarily, really talk radio that you control, but we are off-site here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and we're here until July the 4th. With you, it's Aria, Chris, and Vincent, and we've been talking about cryptocurrency mostly because cryptocurrency is one of the biggest subjects in the world, really, and this Rogers Campground is sort of ground zero for cryptocurrency, and as we're going to be discussing later in the show, because we're recording off-site, everything is pre-recorded, so segments sometimes get recorded out of order. So coming up later is a discussion about actually the growth and development of the Goldback here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been awesome to watch it happen. You know, and really, Ian Freeman is responsible for it. And I hate that he couldn't be here this year to see the growth and the development, because if anyone deserved to see it, it was the person who first discovered the Goldback and brought it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then invited the Goldback people here.
Yeah, he's more responsible for it than you could possibly know. There's so many angles that you can talk about in relation to Ian and the Goldback.
Some of them shouldn't be talked about?
Probably, but they did seize his... They seized the Goldbacks, the New Hampshire Goldbacks, too.
Yeah, the FBI raid. Did. And, you know, there's procedures in place for reclaiming some of that stuff, so hopefully that gets done. But the Goldback here has been amazing. But I don't want to talk about any more of that. I want to talk about aliens, or more specifically, the
UFOs.
Because I don't know what's going on with them. The head of NASA actually was just saying that, you know, he believes they're probably extraterrestrials. And that's an alarming statement coming from the head of NASA. Not alarming, it's a shocking statement. I'm not alarmed by the possible existence of extraterrestrials.
What does he mean by that? Because organisms elsewhere, haven't we already discovered them?
Intelligent extraterrestrials or extra-dimensional, you know, visiting
intelligence,
the Earth.
He thinks is.
But, you know,
well, you have to have some level of intelligence to design a craft that can go from one planet to another. I mean, it's not like we're going to be opening up a spaceship and finding nothing but, like, micropods and lobsters and stuff, right? Cephalopods. I mean, sure, a cephalopod could, you know, develop intelligence, but, I mean, yes, it's presumed that if there is an extraterrestrial entity piloting some sort of craft, I think it's safe to assume it's intelligent.
Yeah, but I don't believe any of this thing for a minute. You know what NASA stands for? Never a straight answer. And, I mean, not just that it's coming from the government. It's coming from the Air Force, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense. It's also on television almost every night, prime time, right? Not on Alex Jones, not on Coast to Coast AM. No, on Fox News, on CNN,
MSNBC.
We should
really get Matt Roach over here
for this. All these liars, right?
Because he loves talking about this subject as well.
These known liars pushing this. And so now it's got me thinking, and that's why I brought it up earlier when I was ranting and raving. It's like, what are they planning now, right? Why are they suddenly all coming out and talking about UFOs, talking about aliens, you know, demanding answers and everything, right? You know, the mainstream media, right?
I mean, you're not wrong, and it makes me start to second guess things just hearing this, because I just took it as face value. Okay, fine, there's some unidentified aerial phenomenon that the U.S. military doesn't know anything about. And to me, I'm not terribly surprised by that, but at the same time, you know, they were talking about a rumored pretend alien invasion and Project Blue Beam and all of these other things.
And so. Reagan, too, he said, I think it was in front of the United Nations, he said, he said it would take like an otherworldly threat to have the whole world unite under one banner, and wouldn't that be a good thing? So it's already like planting seeds in people's mind, right, decades ago.
See, that's the statist talking. It doesn't take an otherworldly threat. Just the existence of any otherworldly being is going to cause Earth to unite as one. Like, oh my God, the universe is so much bigger and grander than we thought. It's time for us to stop bickering about these little pieces of ground and let's actually participate in the wider universe. But, you know,
I don't know if that's
going
to stop me from wanting to own my own property, though.
No, I'm not saying it would. I mean, people, the essence of all war is people are just fighting over territory and stuff that, you know, exists plentifully out in the rest of the universe, but we're so fixated on what's happening here on Earth that we're ignoring all of it.
Yeah, we're pretty narcissistic as a species.
We certainly are. And I think, you know, just uncovering any extraterrestrial intelligence would widen our horizons so that we're not sitting around bickering over oil prices or cryptocurrency prices or gold prices or any of this, or whether or not the United States should invade Syria or who's going to do anything about Israel, because we would have such a greater goal immediately obvious for us to all just start working on. Well, I mean, the fact that humans haven't already put all of their BS aside to work together to explore space, it doesn't bode well for the future of humanity.
Well, we don't know that that hasn't happened. It could have already happened on a broad scale, and we just don't know about it because we're not told about it.
But Vincent,
well, I'm glad you mentioned the world uniting as one, because I think at least with the way things currently are going, I think that if there was a discovery of something that, you know, the government and the media says are aliens, then, you know, it'll have a world unite as one, but not in a good way, right? And I'm glad, you know, you bring up still wanting to own property, and because I think that, you know, at this current rate, I mean, if aliens are declared, and I think it's going to be a hoax. That's just my view. And I think that they would go along this Project Bluebeam idea where, I think, and I honestly think it's the last stop, right? They had this pandemic, right, this cold virus that they said we need to shut down the entire world and economy for, and already plenty of people didn't believe it, to the point where the Canadian government admitted that the restrictions on people getting together was to restrict the spread of not just the virus, but misinformation and contrary information. And so I think that the last stop, right, if we're super desperate, if there's going to be like an uprising, or, you know, people finally, you know, realizing what's going on, we're going to try and pull aliens. And
yeah,
these aliens,
like a fake alien invasion.
Exactly, yeah, and these aliens are just going to happen, you know, they're going to come down, we're going to have, you know, like a ship over every capital, like you see in Independence Day in the V in predictive programming, and they're going to say, oh, we have all this technology, we could cure cancer, we could, you know, stop global warming and climate change, but you'll have to give up all your weapons, you have to have a world government, you have to have a carbon tax, you can't own private property, you all have to do, and everything that everything that the elites happen to want is what the aliens are demanding.
You know, I'm just going to throw it out there. I think as a person who has seen 30 plus UFOs himself, and I know that they do things that would liquefy a human pilot, I think what we're seeing lately with the government's soft disclosure is absolute fiction. Made up.
So what do you think is going on?
I think they reverse engineered a couple alien spacecraft and they're playing with them out there, and they're taking pictures and video of them on purpose and letting them be seen a little bit. But they're.
Why wouldn't they just? I don't know that they. Why wouldn't they just show off the new technology and be like, look how great and glorious we are. Look at this awesome spacecraft we invented.
Power like that would also dethrone the entire oil industry, because you wouldn't have to have power sources as we used to have them anymore. I mean, that's a great way to turn an economy entirely upside down overnight.
Oh, yeah, aliens or not. And, you know, the government has the right to, under national security, if a patent is, I think it's called like disruptive technology, if a patent is disruptive, like if someone creates a perpetual motion machine or whatever, or a,
it'd be bad.
Or a free energy machine.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be bad for the people in charge.
Right.
Right. But for the world, it'd be amazing. So I think whether aliens or Tesla or whoever, you know, Nikola Tesla invented it or not, I think the government would definitely suppress that.
Sure, and they may suppress it generationally because they don't know how to deal with it. It's just like the one that got away was definitely cryptocurrency, because they don't really know how to throw a leash around that thing's neck still. They haven't quite figured that out yet.
Well, because it started out with the goal of being decentralized.
Correct.
So, I mean,
yeah.
they lost that battle as soon as the war was declared.
Yeah.
More coming up about Project Bluebeam, though, because I've actually read the book, and I was supremely disappointed with it. Stay tuned, though. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
Former President Donald Trump's comments there. The former president speaking at a Border Patrol briefing in Texas. Trump saying that the border situation has become dangerous for the United States because of a spike in illegal immigration and asylum seekers. Comedian Bill Cosby is now a free man. The state Supreme Court issuing an opinion today to overturn his sexual assault conviction. His lawyers appealed to the court in December, arguing the trial was tainted because it allowed the past sexual allegations to be presented. Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is dead. His family says a man who served in that role under two presidents died at the age of 88 in New Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News. Officials confirm four more bodies have been recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor saying that brings the death toll to 16, with 147 people unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken to anxious family members and assured them they will keep searching until everyone is found. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee released a proposal that would cut the Homeland Security budget for fiscal year 2022 by nearly $1 billion. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick criticizes those cuts on Fox News.
These people are just crazy. I mean, to think that we have 2 million that we're going to apprehend this year crossing the border compared to about 400,000 last year, and they want to cut Border Patrol and ICE?
The price of lumber is taking a nosedive. Futures for the building commodity have fallen more than 40% in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still time for you to join us. You can get down here and have a good time. Possibility of seeing some aliens if you look up at night sky. Matt, I actually talked with you about this, I don't know, several weeks ago, I think, about whether or not you had actually seen any UFOs or anything up here, and the answer was no.
I have not.
But you're doing something in August where you're sort of hoping to change that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so in the libertarian community, you'll often find that people are very poo-poo if either they haven't seen it with their own eyes or the government hasn't told them that it's real for some reason.
Which is weird,
right? Yeah, it's so strange. I actually call Ian Freeman out on that. I used to. I think he's kind of changed his tune a little bit.
It's a symptom of autism.
Possibly.
It's true.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Vincent. Anyway.
You're welcome.
I mean, sometimes it's hard to make these connections as well, because I've never had any reason to doubt the existence of UFOs or extraterrestrials. Yeah. In fact, I think it's extremely likely that there are extraterrestrials somewhere in the universe.
So,
but
someone
I never connected that to Project Bluebeam, and you know that it's the government that's coming out now saying, "Oh yes, these UAEs, the unidentified aerial phenomena (UAPs), sorry, they are real." And I just never made that connection. So sometimes it's just you're so much looking in, at the left hand that you don't notice what the right hand is doing.
Right. Yeah, and when, you know, in my experience, someone like me, if it's a paranormal thing, it's probably happened to me, and that is seeing dead people. When I was 35, I saw my first UFOs, and since then it's just snowballed. I've seen a ton more now. And in libertarian circles, that's not always a popular thing. There's very, you know, a lot of libertarians want really tangible evidence. We need scientific study and peer-reviewed papers. Well, a lot of money isn't given to those efforts for who knows why. It's really interesting.
Sure.
It should be, you know, funded. But until it is, we have people who do have personal experience, and we want to have a place where we can go to kind of enjoy each other and share notes and things like that. So a couple of years ago, we started talking about the idea of starting another festival here at Rogers Campground, and that would be what we originally called Woo Fest, and I still call Woo Fest, but it's the Light and Liberty Festival officially. And the first year we had about, I think, 50 people, like 49 people or something like
really?
That.
Really? That's really a strong showing.
It was a big showing. We were really surprised. We were psyched. We were totally psyched that many people came out, right? And this year we've been really cranking it, and we're pushing it in a lot of other places where, like, outside of libertarianism, too. So hopefully the goal is to not only share our experiences and our thoughts and ideas with other like-minded people, but also to try to bring other people from outside libertarianism into the ideas of freedom at our festival.
And you're not just trying to bring people outside of libertarianism, you're trying to bring in people from outside of planet Earth.
Yes. So there's a thing called a CE5 event, which is a Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, and that is where you consciously bring in people from outside of the known sphere of existence. So there's apparently a method to it. I've been studying it up on it, and on the first night of the festival will be a new moon,
okay,
which will be a perfect night. Well, we don't think there are going to be enough people here to really have that much fun with it. So the next night we're going to do it. It'll be a tiny crescent moon,
right.
So it'll be very dark sky that night still, and we'll be able to see anything that comes into our view, hopefully. So what we're going to do is we're all going to concentrate really, really hard on welcoming a foreign entity from beyond our space-time continuum as we know it, and bring them into our view physically and maybe take pictures or video or whatever we can get.
Well, I certainly hope you have a clear sky for that. I know that a few years ago, the night sky here was so clear and the light pollution so low that people could actually see the Milky Way that we exist in.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you can have something like that then instead of these cloudy, overcast sort of days that we've been
hopefully
having.
Hopefully the sky's clear. If you think about it, with a UFO, it shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, they can come. I have seen UFOs beneath thick clouds before. So in fact, when I first moved to New Hampshire, we had one that was at our house regularly, as in almost every night, and we could see it, and tons of people did see it. But the last time we ever saw it, it was really close to our house, and it was dangling beneath some very heavy cloud cover, very violent clouds, actually. And I went to look at it, and I alerted my roommate to come look at it, and she came over and said, "Holy cow, it's close!" And then it just, boom, like yanked up above the cloud as if it was on a chain. So if they can fly above the clouds, they can fly beneath the clouds. So
certainly,
I think we'll still just, I just hope it's not pouring.
That always reminds me of, you know, the Futurama joke where their spaceship ended up underwater, and they were like, "Well, how many atmospheres of pressure can the ship support?" And it's like, "Well, it's a spaceship, so somewhere between 0 and 1. So I'm torn on what exactly is going on, and of course it's the U.S. government, so one is never really going to know. I would love to believe that there are extraterrestrials that are, you know, willing to make contact with Earth, and I tend to believe that they would probably be peaceful. They probably, in order to have that level of technology and not have destroyed themselves, they would have had to have learned ways of dealing with their innate violence, because just existing in the universe requires violence. Life feeds on life, so by extension, any sort of animal organism that develops is used to feeding on other forms of life, and this is ultimately the root of aggression and violence and things like that. So I tend to think they would be peaceful.
Well, you're saying they as if there's only one civilization out there
visiting
us. Well, I'm
saying they.
It
could be anywhere from one to infinite, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
There's some very interesting UFO footage from Las Vegas where there's some guy standing on his porch filming an overcast sky, and it looked like there were two different things in the sky that were shooting like beams of light back and forth. It looked like a fight.
There is certainly some interesting UFO footage on the internet, but it's hard to know whether or not it's real, whether or not it's a hoax, whether or not it's just, you know, especially now, just creative
editing or
maybe that's how the Vegas shooter was able to get all those guns up 30 flights of stairs. Aliens.
Possibly. Yeah, yeah. He just teleported them there.
Yeah.
Well, like, same with the 800-pound pane of glass that he managed to take out.
Well, having worked in a hotel before, as when I was in college, I worked in a casino hotel, and you don't question your high rollers when they come in. If you have someone who's got purchased year round, they have a room on the top floor or the second floor. I mean, you know, second floor from the top or whatever. It doesn't really matter how many suitcases they're bringing in. If you're that bellhop, you hear rattling around that sounds like guns, you don't say anything because that's the one. And if you do, you're just going to have one of the casino hosts who are the people who, you know, liaise with these people, just come down and get you written up for bothering one of the high rollers in the first place.
Right. Yeah, they get a little carte blanche on what they want to do when they're in Vegas. They're blowing money.
Yeah, and that's what they want. They don't want their people who are coming in and, you know, sustaining their business to get harassed by, you know, random bellhop or whatever. So the bellhop's just going to take up whatever he's told to take up, even if it's a 800-pound pane of glass.
Right.
I hadn't heard about that. I knew about the guns. And
the 800-pound pane of glass was what he had to remove from the wall in order to shoot. Like, that was the window that he had to take out. It was a sealed glass thing, and that's how much it weighed.
But, I mean, it's also true. I made this argument a lot when the Vegas shooting happened. It's not in the job description of anyone working in the hotel to check a guest's baggage for weapons. I mean, have these people never stayed in a 5-star hotel? If your bellhop starts going through your stuff, that dude's getting fired.
Sure.
Well, what I don't just open it up and be like, oh, no, you can't bring this material in.
Well, what I saw was at the hotel, that was the distraction. So I don't doubt that all that hardware was up there, but it was like the other shooters. That was the question. And then suddenly, you know, the sheriff made a press conference about it, and then suddenly, and this is like apparently the worst mass shooting. It's worse than Sandy Hook, but it's just, you know, Sandy Hook was kids. Suddenly people stopped talking about it, right?
Yeah,
right.
The interesting thing about that shooting, I noticed it, and I was kind of glad I noticed it. I thought it was crazy, but when they were playing, like, the YouTube footage of that when it was happening or right after it happened, I was like, is that an M249? Like, guns have a certain, every gun has a different voice. And you can tell a short barrel AR-15 from an M16 with a long barrel. You can tell a 249 from an AK and so forth. And I definitely heard 249s. And I'm wondering, why does this one fat drunk need all those guns off those stairs to do the job that they, even if they said he did what they said they did, he wouldn't need those many guns. I mean, he could get that job done just by reloading. But I definitely heard 249s talking back and forth to each other, and that could have been just one with an echo or two with at two echoes. And that would definitely grease as many people on the ground as they say happened. But I don't think one dude with an AR-15 would be able to pull that off.
Unless he's like Sylvester Stallone and, you know, could like dual wield the two saws.
Yeah.
No, roid it up.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend at the time who was living in Vegas, and she said she saw someone else with a gun in a gift shop.
Oh.
But, I mean, she didn't take a photograph or anything, so it's just the word of this random person who I'm not even friends with any longer. More coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2021. There's still time for you to join us. It's going on until July the 4th. Sitting here talking with Vincent and Matt Roach about just various things. Matt, it's well known that you have a number of beliefs that I don't necessarily share.
I don't really have beliefs. I don't believe in beliefs. I believe in knowledge. So if I have personal experience, it stops being a belief.
Okay. Speaking of which, you were just discussing off the air shadow people.
Yeah. Somebody asked me about shadow people. I'm a medium. I'm a turned-off medium right now because I have a lot in life that I need to be thinking about, and I can't really concentrate on every dead person on the street asking me if I'll tell their daughter that they love them. So, but in my past experience with things that are not of this fold.
Sure.
In particular, shadow people.
Now, what is a shadow person? Because this is the first I've ever heard of them.
Literally, no. You've never heard of them. Okay, so shadow people are very popular, paranormal.
I'm one of those libertarians that's like, no, I want evidence.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, sure. I get it. Shadow people are something that you ask what it is, and the answer to that is I don't know, and neither does anybody else, because I don't know any... I don't know any mediums who can tell you what they are. I don't think they're alien. I think they are of the earth. They are really nasty. They're extremely nasty. And in my experience...
Nasty as in evil?
Evil. Like,
okay.
Almost beyond evil. It seems that, from my experience in my childhood, there were two that would go in and out of my wall and walk through my room, across the hallway into my parents' room, and down a set of steps at the foot of my parents' bed, and then back out again, and they'd walk back and forth. It was almost like they were doing
something... like, regularly?
Oh, all the time. It was almost like they were carrying stuff in and out of the ground beneath my parents' bedroom.
What was your first reaction the first time?
I was petrifying. I mean, I hyperventilated. I hyperventilated every time I saw him. I was really excited.
We left that
house. I was 14 when we left that house, and I was so ecstatic to move.
So they didn't follow you. I mean,
they didn't follow me, but I did move into another haunted house. But at least it was just a person, so it wasn't that bad. These things are indescribable.
See, this is a weird point for me because I don't believe in ghosts or spirits or any of that, but I did live in a haunted house when I was a kid,
okay.
And I experienced some crap there that I, to this day, cannot explain.
Okay.
But I just leave it at that. I can't explain it.
You can't explain it. Maybe if you were a little more in touch with your inner transistors that were able to connect with that stuff, you would have enough of experience to have the knowledge. But I understand you saying that you only have weird experiences. You don't have anything, you know. Like, I'll have the weird experience. I'll hear a weird voice behind me, and I'll turn around, I'll see a woman standing there, whereas you hear a weird voice, turn around, you see nothing.
Have you ever met the Clockwork Elves?
No.
No?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I've been there a lot, too.
And so,
well, that's the result of doing large amounts of DMT, right?
Yeah. I used to do it through deep meditation, astral projection, but I've also tried the DMT, and it's the exact same thing.
I
don't recommend people do DMT. I do recommend people do the astral projection. It's the real way. If you want to be a lazy cheater, then do the DMT.
Well, yeah, I mean, drugs aren't supposed to be... I mean, you can become wiser and more considerate and all of that as a use of psilocybin cubensis or LSD or MDMA or whatever psychedelic you want. But really, those just sort of help you along the path. You have to do the meditation, the self-reflection, and all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a form of cheating, briefly glimpsing the better self that one could be. But in and of themselves, no, they're not going to take anyone anywhere. You're just going to become an adult drug addict.
Basically.
Except, you know, most of these psychedelics aren't actually addictive.
Right.
So, your first encounter was with shadow people, and...
My first encounter as a medium was with a human ghost, but that was when I was about... My earliest recollection, I was less than 2 years old. We lived in a trailer in a mobile home park while my dad built our house.
And you were 2 years old at the time.
Yeah, and I remember like a guy standing there watching my mom wash the dishes, and I was trying to point at him, and she couldn't see him, and things like that. But then we moved into the house that my dad had built, brand new house, and... in that house, we had plenty of weird vibe in that house, and there shouldn't have been because it was a brand new build. There was no graveyard there or anything because we had to dynamite out rock just to put the foundation in. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah, it was a brand new build. And, I mean, it was near a giant floodplain, so I'm sure that hundreds of years ago that floodplain was probably heavily used for meeting and probably hunting and trading, and there's probably markets set up there with
sure.
Indians and settlers and so forth. Right where we were was on a hill next to it, so I don't know. There could be some history there, but not exactly where we put the house. And I don't think shadow people have anything to do with the history of a land anyway. I think they're here doing something, and I think messing with humans is like a fun thing they do on their day off.
Okay.
And it's nasty. Like, they'll teach, they'll tell kids to, like, bite through wires and stuff. They'll make friends with them, like, oh, it'll be fun if you bite through the wire, and, like, you'll get a little kid gnawing through, a lamp cord or something like that and shocking themselves. And it's funny because you just had this conversation about your dog and that extension cord right there.
Yeah.
But there's a famous
medium. Well, it's true for a kid as well. A kid's only got to chew through an electrical cable once.
Yeah.
And then they won't do it again.
Right. If they live through it. I mean, if they get a good bite of it, they could technically shut down their heart or something, and nobody finds them for a few minutes. And
that doesn't seem likely, though.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely, but anything's possible. And at the end of the day, it's not a very nice thing to tell a child to do.
Oh, it's certainly.
So, the reason I brought up that example in particular is because there's a very popular psychic named Amy Allen who has a show on the Learning Channel, I think, called Dead Files.
Okay.
And that is her earliest paranormal recollection was being told by shadow people to bite through a cord. And she suspects, I suspect that we are both mediums because we had shadow people too close to us as children and may have unlocked something in our brains that... So, as the thunder strikes, it sounds very scary.
But if for malevolence, is that necessarily a good thing?
You know, shadow people, under no circumstances, I've never seen one that had anything good about it. They are black.
And
they
so if you darkness. Got your, if you got your, you know, medium powers from a shadow people, then, yeah. Like, isn't that somewhat concerning?
No, because I am the master of my future and my existence, and my will controls all of that. So I have no desire to be evil to anyone. So maybe a byproduct that they could care less about is that I became a medium.
Okay.
And that's just a suspicion. We don't have science for that, but I have, examples twice of people, two people who are mediums who both said that they had shadow people very, very close to them in their deep childhood. So the
shadow people that you encountered as a child were never telling you to, like, shoot through cables and stuff? They just sort of menaced around you?
I think they may have messed around with me in my sleep a little bit, but when I was awake, they would walk right by me back and forth through my room. And to this day, that whole road, like all the houses on that road are really strange. They're all, nobody wants to call them haunted, but they're basically haunted.
So what are your thoughts on alien abductions?
Hard to say. There seems to be a breeding program. I have a suspicion that, this Earth has been wiped out quite a few times in the past. We have legends of it, whether it's the biblical version of the rain for 40 days, 40 nights.
Or the Epic of Gilgamesh or whatever.
All of those. And some of them go back very far. We still don't understand the Sphinx and the pyramids. Like, how are those even possible to exist? And the Sphinx has erosion marks from water washing up around it. For how long does it take for water to wear away 2 feet of limestone? So there was a lot of water around that for a long time, and now it's a desert.
I mean, they also estimate that at least some of the Great Pyramids, or maybe I'm thinking the Sphinx, was built on a riverfront, and they can estimate that the river would have been there something like 40,000 to 50,000 years ago.
Right. But you would never build that thing in the middle of a river, and if the river's just going to flood every once in a while, it would take hundreds of thousands of years for that thing to erode that way, that slowly. So that said, I think humanity has been up and down a whole bunch of times. It looks like the last time it happened, it's amazing that it even came back. So many people were wiped out. That said, maybe the aliens are actually wiping out civilization on purpose every once in a while and bringing it back with a slightly more advanced, biologically advanced, at least, version. So if they are taking people now and breeding them with themselves and spitting them back, and maybe they're saving them and holding them, and they're going to wipe this whole planet out again and repopulate it with the new hybrid, that's a possibility.
Well, there's certainly, stories from the Bible and other religious texts about, crossbreeding between angels and humans whatever otherworldly entity you want to impose and human beings. So it's not bizarre to hear these sorts of things. I mean, a lot of it I hear on, the History Channel when they stopped actually doing history and they just started talking about ancient aliens and stuff like that.
But ice road truckers.
Yeah.
But I want you to pay attention to the fact that they're doing it at all. That means it's very, very popular.
It is popular. I mean, I love hearing about it. I love learning about it. It's just I don't believe one way or the other about it.
I would like you to come to our CE5 event.
Yeah, I absolutely plan on being here.
We're going to give it a shot.
So what are those dates again?
August 9th to the 15th.
And that's here at Rogers Campground.
Here at Rogers Campground, yep.
And you're going to attempt to summon some sort of... What if you end up with a shadow person?
That's probably not going to happen. They don't really care about that.
Okay.
Like I said, I think the shadow people are here doing some kind of job. I think they're up to something underground, and I don't know what it is. I don't even know if it has anything to do with us as people. I think we may just be like playthings for them. They want to just, mess with us while they get a chance.
Well, I intend to be here. You should come check it out as well if you're curious. More coming up from Pork Fest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different?
Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.